Aaron, what kind of night was it?
It was a frustrating night for us because I thought we dominated the game first half and second half, and we had so many chances to put the game to bed. Obviously didn't take them, and we paid for it.
First half hour, Rory Patterson hat-trick wouldn't have flattered him at all.
Well, that's what I mean. Not only Rory, like everybody's sort of, there's a handful of people that missed very good chances multiple times tonight, so you can't just say Rory Patterson because that would be unfair. I think we take them chances. We won the game. God knows that we could have put in about 6 or 7 tonight. But as I said, it was frustrating, and just shows you if you don't take your chances, then you don't win football games.
28 minutes to score the first goal, and it kind of comes out of the blue.
Their goal. It's a free kick. He's gone and he's bought the free kick. He's an experienced player, Gary McCabe. He's bought the free kick, and I don't know. It's a good finish. You have to give him credit. He put the free kick away. So, and it was a shock because, as I said, we were dominating the game. But then, after that, we still continued to dominate the game. And in my opinion, I don't like saying it because we did lose, but we should have won the football match.
Some of the decisions didn't go your way, and I'm not putting you on the spot or getting you to say things that you shouldn't. But you must have been scratching your head a few times.
The ref, he was shocking. The ref was shocking, absolutely shocking. It's not the first time I've played in these league games, and refs have been indecisive and stuff like that. It's the last goal comes from a free kick. Aaron Barry's won a header, clean header, and he's given a free kick for nothing. It's hard to believe, really, but we still have to go and defend that free kick, and we've give away a corner, didn't defend the corner, and they score the winner. So we can say all we want, but they got the 3 points in the end of the day.
What about the build-up to tonight? I mean, huge night for the players, the manager, Ryan's family, spectators.
It has been. It's been a tough few weeks for all the boys and all the staff and everyone around the club, even the fans and stuff like that. But we had the going away mindset tonight that it's an all-out football match. We had to try and put the occasion at the back of our heads, because if you get caught up in these things, then you don't perform, and we tried that, and I think all the boys did that. I think we played well, but we just didn't get the win, and obviously that's just the way it was meant to be.
Aaron, it was a great game of football to watch. Nightmare to lose it.
Absolutely. You know, I think it was just a freak game. Kenny said in there afterwards, it was just sort of, it was written in the stars, basically. First half was crazy. We dominated, should have been 1-0 up, should have been 2-0 up, should have been 3-0 up. Like, really good half chances, you know, but they stick a free kick in and then we get caught. We still believed at half time that we were going to win the game. I think, as you've seen with the chances, we could have won 4 games there.
You welcome back Rory Patterson, and he lasts half an hour, but he had a good half hour.
Rory hurt himself. I hope, hopefully he's alright after that now. We need him back, like, obviously. Look, it's just wrecked after that. Like, just very happy that game's over out of the way.
Difficult time for club, fans, a manager, all the boys. How do you get through it? How do you prepare to get through it?
You've no other option, really. Like, as difficult as you think it is for you guys, and then it's more difficult for us. There's his family and his girlfriend, his close friends, and his other work colleagues. People forget about them as well. Just look, it's crazy. Perspective for me at the end of the game, I was gutted we lost, but I just thought straight back. Look behind our goal, and there's a picture of Ryan up there. I'm like, why is Ryan up there? You know, should be here beside me, hitting balls everywhere.
You get the feeling it might have been a different result.
It might have been. It's crazy. 2 set pieces. Look, you can say whatever about their goals. We could have scored 10 goals. No one would have blinked an eye. You know what I mean?
See, before tonight's game, when Kenny's in the dressing room with all the boys, what's the message? Is it just go out, get through it, get it over with? obviously try and win it.
Yeah, obviously you've got to win it. It's 90 minutes. When you play football anyway, you kind of forget everything while you're running around and playing. But I'll be honest, when I was running around I didn't think about it once. But even before the game, we have our own little thing in there for Ryan. Half time it's in there, and then at the end of the game I look and see the picture and see all his family. I was just feel disappointed for them more than anything. Like, it's just so hard.
Referee didn't help tonight.
No, you know what's that decision about for their third goal? I come over and win a header, gives a free kick against, and then it's a miscommunication. It's not my business to be slating a referee, but it was at stages it was whoever shouted loudest got their way. So that's all I say about that.